killed him. The TSA is bracing for what it expects to be the busiest summer for air travel. And it isn't even Memorial Day.
Four of the last 10 days have been in the top 10 busiest in the TSA's history at airport security checkpoints, according to new data. The agency saying it's already seeing the highest passenger travel numbers ever, and this summer it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency says expect airports to be busy already.
ABC's Alex Stone, the Dolly, the cargo ship that rammed the Key Bridge, was towed today to Baltimore's Marine Terminal. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died and another man injured after a vehicle struck a tree early Thursday morning. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's deputies, officers responded to a crash at 4:32 a.m. Police officials say the vehicle was traveling north on State Highway 71, approaching the roundabout at Highway 16. The vehicle continued northbound through the roundabout, left the roadway on the west side of the road, and traveled northbound into the ditch. The vehicle then re-entered the road on Hardwood Road just north of State Highway 16 and 71's roundabout. The vehicle left the road and struck a tree head-on. The 56-year-old passenger, Greg Weeble of Norwalk, was transported by ambulance to the hospital where he later died. The driver of the vehicle sustained injuries from the crash but declined medical attention. The crash remains under investigation by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. But let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
feel for you.
Max FM.
The B-52s, there is Love Shack. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know how it is out there, Goose Poop Pond, but it's a little muggy.
It's a little muggy. It's a little soggy. We had a nice thunderstorm come through already this morning, dropped a whole lot of rain. And unfortunately, that's pretty much going to be what we're going to see on and off throughout a lot of today. And we're going to talk about that forecast in just a few minutes because we need everybody to be weather aware today because we do have the potential for some severe to strong and strong storms to go through the area. But we'll give you more details in just a moment. Now, I have to ask, anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now? Or did you just have a boring, mundane day on a Monday?
Yeah, it was kind of a typical Monday yesterday. It was funny, though, last night because our son came upstairs and he said to me, "Dad, can we please turn the air conditioner on?" Because because yesterday during the day, it really didn't feel too bad, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, well, okay, I think we'll be okay. But then somehow throughout the course of the day, upstairs got really, really warm. And he was right. I really wish that I had turned the AC on last night because it was warm.
It was humid. It was definitely humid. And, yesterday I texted Corey at one point in time. I'm like, it's just weird today. You can tell that we have the system going through and we need to break this humidity to get to the cooler, better stuff as we go throughout the rest of the week because it's just got that feel in the air, doesn't it? It's kind of gross out right now. Yesterday, what did we do? There wasn't a lot going on yesterday. We just kind of hung out at home. We tried to walk as much as we absolutely could. And last night actually became a lovely evening. I was surprised. Aspen had been all cooped up. We'd only been able to do one short walk. And she was just running from window to window. And finally, I was like, enough. All right, let's just go outside for a little bit. So about 8 o'clock, we went outside and we took just a quick little 20-minute walk. And it was actually a very lovely evening. I was surprised. But then, of course, I woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of thunder and lightning and rain hitting the windows again. So here we are. I also woke up to the sound of the biggest raccoon I've ever seen trying to get into our garbage cans. Because, you know, we have a lot of critters out here, so it's really hard to tell if they're attic critters or if they're deck critters until I lay there for a few minutes to actually listen to what's going on. And so the way our house is configured and our wraparound deck works, my bedroom window, it's a great view, let me tell you, looks right out at the side of the garage. It's spectacular. And so I opened the blind, and there it was, face to face, the biggest raccoon I've ever seen standing on top of the garbage can. Now, we've had this big granddaddy of them all raccoon out here for a while. I don't know if this is the same one, because the last time I saw the other granddaddy of them all, he was pretty old. You could just tell by how he moved, the gray in his muzzle and all of that kind of stuff. This one looked a little younger, maybe a little bit more spry, but they eat well out here. Let's just put it like that. They're eating well.
Yeah, I remember those early morning trips into the studio where I'd be getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and driving in, and I remember seeing like thousands of raccoons, and some of them were about the size of our Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, they're
huge. It's like, what's going on here?
They're huge. And over the weekend, Aspen and I took a really long walk. This would have been Sunday morning. It was about 10:30, which would be a really odd time. That's why that's important, because as we were walking down one of our four paths at Goose Poop Pond, I saw something start moving out of my left eye. And I looked, and here comes the biggest possum I've ever seen. Which, 10:30 in the morning is kind of an odd time to see a possum moving around. But again, not the smallest possum I've ever seen. And in fact, I think he could have went toe-to-toe with Aspen, who was just so she was going to get to that possum, let me tell you. And I was like, you know, girl, the way he looks, I don't think you mess with him. I think you just let him go right into the woods. I think we let him do his thing and we just keep on walking. But he just kind of sauntered across the road, went from one, you know, weed patch to another, went into the forest. Yeah. And as he was walking through, it sounded like a baby deer breaking sticks. That's how large he was. He was
like
ginormous.
A moose going through the forest.
Yeah, he was huge. So yeah, the critters are out now too. Yay, critters.
Yeah, I think with possum, isn't it that in the late spring and summer, then sometimes you will see them out at early parts of the day for whatever reason. We used to see all these critters when we lived out by White Mound. We used to see all these kind of critters. And now,
yeah.
But I will tell you this, though. If you've ever wanted a workout, try hauling a dead raccoon out of a pond, because been there,
no.
Done that. Yeah. Yeah.
No, had to I think actually I'm good.
Had to use a shovel, actually, to actually physically get the raccoon that died in the pond.
No,
out.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, it's good times.
I think I'm good. Now, if you're out here at Goose Poop Pond, when you find that, you just throw them into your fire pit, because that's what people do out here, which smells amazing. Let me tell you
it's
starting to burn.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a special scent there. What an incredible smell you've discovered.
It's pretty darn awesome. That's why we don't open our windows a whole lot out here. Everybody out here always has a burn pit going as well. Whether they're actually burning garbage, whether they just want to, you know, burn some wood for a fire pit, there's at least on a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening, there's probably a good 5 to 6 fire pits going out here.
Now, is that something that they do when it's a high risk day too? They still do it?
Most of them out here
are pretty
good. They're pretty good out here. And most of them, from what I can see, just use like the little stove type things, you know, like those little ones you can roll around, or they have the built-in ring ones into the ground with sand and things around them. So most everybody out here, I will give them that. They're pretty good. I just don't know if I think we need to be on a schedule for burning, though, because some of it, I mean, it gets to be a lot. And I get it. Not, you know, it's outdoors. You do whatever you want. We're not within city limits out here. We're outside of city limits, so you can burn, but for those of us who have allergies, it makes things very, very difficult. So we try not to open our windows and our doors if the wind is coming from a certain direction too often. And you can, you know, it's like the old westerns you used to watch. You can see the smoke rings up in the air to know exactly from what direction they're coming from. So living out here is kind of like being in an old western. So that would check out quite nicely. Boy, is it getting dark out here at Goose Poop Pond right now. I would say we're going to see some thunder and some lightning and some more rain coming through. All of a sudden, it was lighter after that one system went through, and now it's like somebody drew a curtain again, and it is pitch black out here. I can't even see down to the lake at this point. So
we're talking like later on in the day could be real interesting, correct, with the weather?
It looks like it's going to be fairly interesting, yeah. I mean, we do have thunderstorms, obviously, likely. Those have already started today, right? Eventually, though, we're going to subside with those a little bit. We're going to see things clear out just a little bit as far as what I can tell. But then at some point late this afternoon into this evening, we have another potential for some strong to severe storms. And with these storms, we are talking about some hail. We're talking about some straight line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes possible. Now, I know in some areas yesterday to our north, they experienced hail that took out windows. They experienced things that damaged cars, buildings. So they were already seeing some of that as those systems were moving through yesterday. Now, the potential for some of that really severe stuff is later this afternoon into tonight. And this is why you need to be weather aware, though, today, because this stuff could develop really, really quickly today. You know, where it looks halfway decent, and then all of a sudden we're sitting in the middle of some sort of severe storm.
Turn out
so,
dime kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. So just be weather aware today. And of course, be listening to Max FM. We've got our team of meteorologists. Corey Hartman's going to be leading the charge today. He's going to be doing a whole lot of coverage for several different areas. If you love severe weather, our YouTube page, Severe Studios, he was working late into the night getting that all ready so he can basically do live broadcasts over on that. But then, of course, he will take time to break in here on Max FM if need be. But high around 76, so we mentioned the fact that there's going to be a little humidity in the air. The temperatures are going to be just right, so we shall see what happens. But again, be listening to Max FM. We'll keep you updated on all the latest. Hey, now, I don't know if you heard this over the weekend, but as a blockhead, I was very, very excited about this news because the New Kids on the Block are officially making their comeback. Did you happen to hear the new album that dropped?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course,
they already released it?
They did. They released it on Friday. It's called Still Kids. And this is their first album in over 11 years. And their first, their first since 10, released in April of 2013. So we're talking quite a ways back. Now, so the new album features the singles Kids, A Love Like This. There's 12 other songs on it. And we're going to play a little clip of one of them. It's called Get Down, which features DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they are in the middle of their Magic Summer Tour, which all features DJ Jazzy Jeff and Paul Abdul. I guess I should say they're getting ready for that tour. It starts on June 14th in Ohio and then is going to conclude April 25th in Noblesville, Indiana. If you listen to the morning show, you know as a blockhead that I am very excited because they will be in Milwaukee. And depending on if I get a bucket list Red Rocks tour or not, we will be at New Kids on the Block. So there you go. But I do want to preview a little bit of Get Down. So here we go. New Kids on the Block from their new album, the first in 11 years. New Kids fans get very, very excited. Not that this is the most musically wonderful masterpiece song going to hear. But it's fun, and it makes a lot of references back to the 90s. So here we go.
Body be free. I take two steps to the left, y'all. I take two steps to the right. I put your hands up high up in the sky and wave from side to side. Now take two steps to the back, y'all. I take two steps to the front. Let's go insane like the house of pain. Let me see your body jump. Let's get down. Everybody, it's time to dance. Guys, grab your girls. Girls, grab your man. You could do the smirk. You could do the walk. Do the cabbage patch. Do the RoboCop. You could teach me how to Dougie or Humpty Hump. You could take an old school with the freak or the bump. Do the running man or do the Bismarck. Do it in the club or do it in the park. And dip, SpongeBob, the jerk. In Atlanta, they bounce. In New Orleans, they twerk. Lean with it, rock with it, or whatever. And now it's time for everyone to dance together.
I take two steps to the left, y'all. I take two steps to the right. Put your hands up high up in the sky and wave from side to side. Now take two steps to the back, y'all. Take two steps to the front. Let's go insane like the house of pain. Let me see your body jump. Let's get down, get down, and turn your body around. Get down, get down. We're gonna turn it upside down. Get down, just turn your body around. Get down, get down. We're gonna turn it.
New Kids on the Block, that is Get Down from their new album, Still Kids. Came out on Friday. If you like that song, Finn, you can get it on basically any of your streaming platforms or selling the album in stores right now. Now, like I said, it's not a musical masterpiece, right? Like, just listen to the song. However, what I love is they sample Upside Down by Diana Ross in that one, right? So that one's always good. And then, of course, there's a little scratching from DJ Jazzy Jeff, and they go back to their 90s roots. But I was watching the video for this over the weekend, And for guys that are in their 50s with kids that are in their 30s, they can still move. I mean, I'll give it to new kids. Okay. They can still definitely move. So it's kind of fun. And you got to bet that if you plan on seeing them on tour this summer, you're probably going to hear more from that new album. But yeah, some good stuff. I mean, Donnie Wahlberg has a kid that's 31 years old.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right? And Jordan Knight's got a kid that's like in his late 20s already. So, you know, these guys are in their 50s still producing music. So I'll give it to them. That was fun stuff.
So it's about 80% at least Upside Down by Diana Ross, like you mentioned. Okay.
Yeah.
So do what? Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, because they wrote Upside Down.
Right.
Do they get a chunk of the... the profits off the back of this one?
Probably. Yeah. I'm going to guess there was probably some sort of agreement made. I can't imagine New Kids just being like, hey, let's rip off Upside Down and hope nobody right. notices, because it's pretty blatant. So I'm going to assume there was some sort of arrangement or agreement between record companies and producers and all of that good stuff. But
well, the 90s references are fun.
Right? They're fun. And Donnie Wahlberg rapping? Who would have thought we'd ever hear that? Not me, that's for sure. So check it out if you're a fan of New Kids. Because us blockheads, we have to stick together. We know where our allegiance is. They were the original boy band. Now, one more time, Finn, let's talk about this forecast. You're going to hear us probably preach it a whole lot this morning, because we do want everybody to stay weather aware today. We are talking about some potential strong to severe storms as we go later into this afternoon, into this evening. Hail, straight line winds. There is even a possibility for tornadoes in some areas today. Now, some of these storms could develop rather quickly, so make sure that you're listening to Max FM. If you're going to be out and about, weather radios are always really a great idea to have with you. But we'll keep you updated on all the latest. Oh, a little bit more rain. I told you, it got really dark out here at Goose Poop Pond, and here comes the rain again. But it looks like we're going to give way to some of, you know, some clearing maybe early this morning, like later this morning, early this afternoon. And then we're going to warm things up a little bit, and then we're going to add that humidity in there. Yeah, and then that's when we have the chance for some more severe stuff once everything kind of boils and brews a little bit. So, again, keep listening to Max FM. We'll keep you updated on all the latest. Right now, it is 60.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction, Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show? It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry, for a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. That's SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It's 7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday, even if it's a little rainy, a little dark, and you're going to need the umbrella for a good portion of today. Here's Billy Idol. It's 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 right now. Well, Finn, that was no New Kids on the Block Get Down, but we'll take some Billy Idol this morning. It's fine.
Don't let Billy Idol hear you say that.
I know. Billy would probably have something to say about being compared to New Kids on the Block, wouldn't he? No, of course, we know that Memorial Day is quickly approaching, and the unofficial start to the swimming pool season officially takes place this weekend. And this year's hottest new pool accessory might be an underwater vending machine. So do you remember Airheads candy? I mean, I think they still make Airheads, yeah. And some people still like Airheads. Well, they announced that they've created a first-of-its-kind underwater vending machine that dispenses Airheads while submerged in a pool, and they're selling a limited number of these things online now. And in this hype video that you can actually watch, this thing looks so absurd that it's hard to believe that it's real. Instead of feeding wet money into it, there's a screen that asks you to do pool tricks to get your candy fix, like flips or pretending to be at a tea party. Now, of course, something like this, we all know, is not going to come cheap, right? They say the vending machines will cost $7,000, but will come with a lifetime supply of Airheads. Now, if that was a lifetime supply of chocolate, we might be talking, but Airheads, I don't know, $7,000, that seems like a lot. Now, there's a caveat to this whole thing, because with items like this, there usually is. The machines will go on sale starting on Monday, which happens to be Memorial Day, and at that point, they're going to post the specs for the home edition, and that the size, functions, and feature vary from the version in the video and on the website. So you're not going to be getting this full-on vending machine, which makes total sense. It's impossible to imagine the ramifications and liability of sending, you know, people huge machines to drop into their pools. Still, you're going to have to get something for your $7,000, right? Beyond just a bunch of waterproof packs of Airheads. But we don't know exactly what that's going to be quite yet. So I guess if you're, you know, really inclined to stick with the drama of the Airheads underwater vending machine, airheadsummer.com is the website you can go to. But it's also a website you can go check out the video, and you can see more about this underwater Airheads vending machine. So there you have
there
it.
There you go.
It's
yeah.
very strange. I don't know. We live in strange times when these are the things that we're talking about. You know, I maybe I've put way too much thought in this, but I can imagine it being a toaster-sized thing that can be suction cupped to the wall of your pool. I mean, maybe there's some sort of screen you can engage with, and then it dispenses the candy. I mean, there is the value of the lifetime supply of Airheads. Not that I think that many people are excited about Airheads, which is likely a predetermined amount of candy that you'd be able to have sent to you, but who really knows at this point. But it is fascinating to watch the YouTube video of the hype video, as they like to call it. So there you go.
I mean, I've made some dumb purchases in my life. So
yeah,
how much does this cost again?
$7,000. Like $7,000 for this whole thing, right? Now, you'd have to have a really big pool, too, because think of the room that this is going to take up. And, you know, if you have one of those above ground things, you don't get a ton of space in those.
Right.
You know, just enough for the kids to splash around, do like half a lap or so, and call it a day. You know, so you're going to have a pretty good sized pool. But of course, people who can spend $7,000 on something like this probably have those Olympic sized pools or something like that. But the rest of us schlubs, we just have to go buy our Airheads at the store, put them on the side of the pool, and hope we don't soak them when we get out of the pool with all of the water.
And why was it Airheads? Was there like some kind of partnership, or why was it decided?
I'm not sure, because again, if it was like something chocolatey, then, you know, yeah, I'm probably down with this. But, you know, an Airheads vending machine, no, I'm probably cool. And why do you have to do tricks? How does it know what tricks you're doing? How does that work? Like, I want to know more about this. How does it know that if I'm having a tea party, or how does it know if I'm not actually drowning and flailing and you're trying to give me Airheads by making me do tricks? Like, how does it know the difference between those things? But it's definitely a concept. So you can go check that one out.
For a mere $7,000, it could be yours.
I'll do without my Airheads. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
We'll be okay.
I will go on. I will go on. I promise. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. We are talking about strong to severe storms late this afternoon into this evening. We have the potential for some hail, some straight line winds, even tornadoes in some areas. We're going to tell you more about what to expect over the next, you know, few hours and throughout your Tuesday in just a moment with Sean Cable. We're also going to have a look at sports in just a moment. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new Fun Zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's the Max FM community calendar. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion Bratstand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chicknick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
The Brewers fell to the Marlins 3-2 in their series opener in Miami on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Trevor McGill blew the save after giving up the game-tying run. Mitch White surrendered the game winner in the bottom of the 10th. Andrew Montecerio homered, but the Brewers managed just 4 hits in the loss. Starter Joe Ross pitching just 1 inning before leaving with a lower back strain. He could be headed for the injured list. The Brewers needed 7 relievers to close out last night's game. Earlier, the Brewers called up 23-year-old right-hander Bradley Blaylock from AA Biloxi. Blaylock was acquired from the Red Sox August 1st in exchange for infielder Luis Urias. Greenfield native Brandon Podziemski was named to the NBA's all-rookie first team on Monday. Podziemski averaged 9.2 points and shot 38.5% from three-point range in 74 games for Golden State this past season. Packers opened OTA workouts on Monday. They're scheduled to practice again today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, straight-line wind gusts, even a few tornadoes possible later today into tonight. Be weather aware today. Storms could develop quickly, and they could be dangerous. High near 76. Storms will end late tonight. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, or play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
7:43 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Tommy Two Tone now, 867-5309.
No.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:47 right now. And Tammy sent me a message over on my Facebook page. And she says that with all the rain we've got, that Airheads vending machine just feels like a natural day because we're all kind of underwater right now. Have to kind of agree with her on that one. Have to kind of agree. Everything feels like it's underwater. It's arc time. We've had several occasions this spring where it feels like we need to build an arc or maybe grow some web feet. And the last couple of days have definitely, definitely not disappointed in that aspect, have they? Thank you so much for the message this morning, Tammy. I appreciate it. Now, we've got some celebrating to do with our birthday list here this morning, Finn. And we will remind you that if you're celebrating or maybe know somebody that is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Let's start right here at the top of our list with Sarah Ramos. She played Hattie Braverman on one of the best shows ever. That, of course, was Parenthood. She is celebrating her 33rd birthday today. We also have Brett Rossi on the list. She is 35 years old. She was a former porn actress who was almost Mrs. Charlie Sheen. After he revealed, though, that he was HIV positive, she sued him for assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. I mean, I think she had a right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he had kept that very bottled up. He was about to marry this woman. And, you know, you can think what you want about her career, but, you know, you got to stay safe. And so that's essentially what she was trying to do.
You know, when I hear about some of the old Charlie Sheen stories, I may have a boring life, but I'm really grateful that it's, shall we say,
boring?
Less complicated,
yes.
You know?
Yes. He seems to be a little quieter now than he was there for a while, right? I mean, it seems
well,
like
you
Charlie
can only ride that amount of crazy for so long, you know?
I hope somebody who, like, was, you know, part of the family or a good friend group or something intervened and was like, dude. Like, here's the thing. You're out of control. You're insane. And you got to take care of your health right now.
You know, that's a good point. Do you think Emilio just kind of took him aside and said, look, bro,
right?
You got to chill.
Yeah. Or like Martin, dad, I mean, Martin Sheen, hello, was like, what are you doing here? Because I guess if Martin Sheen talked to me, I'd be like, I'll do whatever you want, sir. Because I mean, he's just that kind of guy, right? I mean, he's amazing. So you got to think somebody had to intervene at some point in time. Josh Hamilton is also celebrating a birthday today. He is 43 years old. He's the former Cincinnati Reds outfielder who couldn't carry more than $10 on his person and always had to travel with a team buddy because he loved to party. So that was the owner's and management's way of keeping him quiet. Perhaps that should have worked with Charlie Sheen as well. Something tells me Charlie Sheen would have ditched his entourage.
Right.
Gautier, the song Somebody That I Used to Know, he's celebrating his 44th birthday today. Lisa Edelstein is also celebrating a birthday. She played Dr. Lisa Cuddy on House. Again, one of my favorite shows. That's an awesome, that's just a good show. She is celebrating her 58th birthday. Ooh, this is a good one too. Judge Reinhold is on the list. Of course, we know him best as Billy Rosewood in the Beverly Hills Cop movies. He was Neil in the Santa Claus movies. And who will ever forget him as Brad in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm-hmm. Mr. T is celebrating a birthday today. Oh, everybody wait Corey Hartman because Mr. T is one of his favorites. He loved A-Team, and who didn't love Mr. T as B.A. Baracus? I mean, he was just awesome, right? He was also Clubber Lang in Rocky III. 72, though, for Mr. T. Still sporting the chains and the mohawk as well, just in case anybody's wondering. I mean, if there's anybody who has a look, it's definitely Mr. T, and I'm not going to argue with him and tell him that he should change that at any point in time. Al Franken, former Minnesota Senator and SNL writer and cast member. He is celebrating his 73rd birthday today. And we also have Leo Sayer on the list. He was the superstar behind You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, When I Need You, and More Than I Can Say. Leo Sayer is 76 years old. Now, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing will always be a special song for me because there was at one point in time, I've told you this, right? Dexter had a huge musical array. His library is full. And You Make Me Feel Like Dancing was one of those songs that we would crank up on our way to taekwondo many years ago, and and we would sing at the top of our lungs because he always wanted to hear songs about dancing. That's how we said it. I don't know why. It was just him. But he always wanted to hear songs about dancing. And then one day it came on the radio and he was like, wait, there's a song about dancing? And I was like, there is. And that became his song for a short moment in time.
Thank you, Leo Sayer. Yeah.
Exactly. Who thought that Leo Sayer that many years later would have an effect on like an 8-year-old kid? I can't explain it. It was weird, but we always had a good time with it. Ron Isley finally on our list is celebrating a birthday today. He was the lead singer of the Isley Brothers. He served 37 months in prison for tax evasion. 83 for Ron Isley. My goodness. Yeah. He's had a great career, though. I mean, coming from Oldies Radio, we played a lot of the Isley Brothers over the years.
Isley Brothers, great stuff. Come on.
Oh, it was. I mean, that was like some of your Motown-esque stuff at its best with the Isley Brothers. They were awesome. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody, simple stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Got to talk about this forecast again. Thunderstorms likely throughout today. A few of those could be on the strong to severe side, especially as we get into late this afternoon and into early this evening. We're talking about hail, straight line wind gusts, maybe even a few tornadoes in areas. That will be a possibility later this afternoon into tonight. And with these systems today, as they go through, things could develop very, very quickly. So please stay weather aware today. Of course, you know, we've got you covered here on Max FM. We are looking for a high around 76. Right now, it is 61.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Come to Tin Roof Dairy and get your ice cream treats. Do you miss the good old Choco Tacos from your past? Well, we have them, each handmade and topped with treats and candy. If you're looking for a good time, join us on May 22nd for Fill Your Stanley Cup event. Bring in any brand tumbler and we will fill it to overflowing with 20 or 25 ounces of your choice of ice cream. Check out our event page on Facebook. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of May, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School track and field teams. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
7:55 right now. We hope that you are having a great morning. There's some showers and some thunderstorms moving over the Reedsburg area right now. Oh, you can probably hear that rumble of thunder right now. A little lightning as well. Here's Blondie. It's Call Me.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The prosecution has rested in former President Trump's hush money trial. The defense is now questioning Robert Costello, an attorney and Trump ally. The U.S. offered its condolences to Iran on the death of President Ebrahim Raisi, but rejects any claims that it may have been involved in the helicopter crash last weekend that killed him. The TSA is bracing for what it expects to be the busiest summer for air travel. And it isn't even Memorial Day.
Four of the last 10 days have been in the top 10 busiest in the TSA's history at airport security checkpoints, according to new data. The agency saying it's already seeing the highest passenger travel numbers ever, and this summer it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency